For today's GeoQuiz, we are meandering the English countryside looking for a famous shed, famous because it once belonged to writer Roald Dahl. It was his writing shed, and it sits in a village about an hour west of London in Buckinghamshire. The shed is in pretty much the same condition as it was in 1990. That's when the author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory passed away. Dahl's family is raising funds now to move the contents of the one-room building to a nearby museum. So, what's the name of this English countryside village where Roald Dahl once lived and worked? We'll give you the answer right after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The answer to our GeoQuiz today is the English village that was once home for the author Roald Dahl. That would be Great Missenden in Buckinghamshire. Dahl's writing shed is still there, just as it was in 1990 when he died. The Dahl family is hoping to move the shed's contents to the Roald Dahl Museum and Story Center in Great Missenden. The plan is to build an exact replica there. The BBC's Leah Gooding recently went to the Dahl home.
You go to the back of the house and you enter this very lush garden. At the end of the garden, you see a shed. Now, it's painted white with a yellow door, bright yellow door. And it's no bigger, I guess, than a cockpit in a plane. You couldn't swing a cat in that room. And it's filled with lots of memories, lots of photos on the wall, Roald Dahl's chair, lots of items that he'd collected over the years, six pencils. He would always sharpen six pencils because he could only write his stories with pencils. He was also a sweet tooth, and at lunch he would always have a chocolate bar, and he would keep the wrapper, and somehow he moulded all the wrappers into a ball. So that's there on his desk. He also had a hip operation before he died in 1990, and he had his hip on the side as well. So his hip is there.
It's like the ball of the hip.
Yes, absolutely.
Is it disgusting?
It's strange. It's the only way I can describe it. Absolutely. And also there's a bin with rubbish in that has never been emptied, and cigarette butts also. So it hasn't been touched, which is fascinating.
Yeah, it's kind of pushing the fetishism a little too far. The thing about the chocolate, though, I guess it shouldn't be surprising he's keeping all these chocolate wrappers since he is the author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Absolutely. And also one of the most famous British authors, really.
Now, when you were in there, could you see signs of the decay that the family's reporting right now?
Absolutely. You know, this was built in the 50s. So there's not much structure to it. So it's quite dingy. It's obvious that it needs some kind of maintenance or removal, which they're hoping to do.
But there are some bugs involved. And as you saw, literally bugs. I mean, the place is being eaten up.
Yes, it's a fascinating process because you would think they would just pack the things up and then take them down the road to the museum. Well, in fact, what they have to do is deep freeze some of the items because they may have been infected by bugs.
Deep freeze them and what? Everything but the bugs remain?
Everything but the bugs will remain, yes.
And so how much public support then is there for this? And I guess public meaning even financial support, or it's going to cost something around, I guess, $800,000. Is this private money?
Yeah, there's been lots of fuss around the funding to this process. Now, Roald Dahl comes from a very wealthy family, and his granddaughter, Sophie Dahl, model and author, was on radio a few days ago and launched the fact that they need this money to make it happen. And lots of fuss was created around it because people were saying, you know, a wealthy family, why do they need the money to do this? Well, the family have actually donated a certain amount of money, and I guess they'll be hoping for support from organisations, charities and other foundations.
Leah, as we say goodbye, tell us your favourite Roald Dahl story, kind of a good night or goodbye story.
Yes. Well, my favourite Roald Dahl story was The Witches. And when I stepped into the shed a few days ago, I stepped back into my childhood, really. It was one of the first books that I remember actually reading as a child. The mystery around these witches that could turn children into rats was fascinating. So definitely The Witches was my favourite Roald Dahl book.
Leah Gooding, presenter of the BBC's TV programme Newsround. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
You can see Roald Dahl's famous shed at theworld.org. And we have winners in our geotexting game today. Leslie in Ontario, Canada, Maggie in South Carolina, and Josh in New Jersey. They all texted us the correct answer today, which was Great Missenden. You can play along next time. Please do. Just text GeoQuiz, that's one word, GeoQuiz, at 69866.